Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Matthew 15, especially these words. She was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David, for my daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Pharisees, they knew exactly the way it was. Right before this section in Matthew's Gospel, the Pharisees are criticizing Jesus' disciples for not washing their hands before eating. You see, the Pharisees knew that it was about what was going into you that would make you unclean. So if you were around the wrong people, or if your hands were outwardly unclean, it would make you on the inside unclean. But Jesus has a different approach. Jesus says it is what is on the inside coming out that makes us unclean. No amount of hand washing can help with that at all. How can we wash what is in the inside of us? And then, almost as an example lesson, comes this lady. Matthew tells it to shock us. First, she's a woman coming to Jesus, and second, she's a Canaanite woman. For those reading Matthew's gospel, for those disciples there, that would shock them to no end. Here is the one person in all the land who you would expect to not be clean at all. She's a Canaanite, and her daughter is oppressed by a demon. How did that happen? What did she do or bring into the home to open that up to happening? Who would expect this woman to be clean on the inside, if not even the Pharisees were clean and holy? It doesn't start off too good with this woman, does it? It's an interesting text, because typically when people come to Jesus for help, when they say, "Lord, help me, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," Jesus does exactly that. He heals them, he feeds them, he forgives them their sins. It doesn't seem like he ever puts them off. But here, when this woman, this Canaanite woman, comes crying after Jesus, he says not a word. How can that be? This is Jesus. The guy who is all compassionate and all loving and all powerful. Couldn't he just say the word and heal her daughter right then? Sure. Couldn't he comfort her with a word? Sure. But he doesn't. She comes crying out after him. He says nothing. Lest we think it was just one time that she yelled out, the disciples get perturbed. She must have been continually following them and yelling after them, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." It wasn't just a one-time cry. This is the cry of desperation, of last hope. And this woman will not be quiet. The point where even the disciples want Jesus to do something. Jesus, can't you hear this? Just heal her daughter and send her away. Come on, Jesus. This is getting annoying. And then, what does Jesus say? "We're sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." What? This is Jesus. He has other sheep that are not of this fold. And we heard in our Old Testament reading today from Isaiah that these Gentiles will be grafted in. Isaiah looks forward to that day. No. Sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And still, she persists. Lord, help me. It's not right, Jesus says, to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. He's calling her a dog. Yes, Lord. Isn't that what it comes down to? Those words. Yes, Lord. She agrees with Jesus. With Jesus keeping silent. She agrees with that. She agrees with Jesus calling her a Gentile. She agrees with that. She agrees that she's this dog who doesn't deserve hardly anything. She's not of the house of Israel. She agrees with Jesus in his silence, in his lack of activity, and his not healing her daughter. She agrees with him. But even the dogs get a couple crumbs now and then. It's all she wants, isn't it? Just a little bit. She's not asking to be called an Israelite. She's not asking for that. She knows who she is. She's a Gentile. But she knows who Jesus is. A woman. Great is your faith. It's almost like saying, "O woman, great is your Savior, would do for you as you would ask and beg, would have mercy on you and heal your daughter." Her daughter was healed from that moment. Why? And the question we ask with this reading, why? Why would Jesus draw it out like this? Why would he make it so painful for this poor woman and so annoying for those disciples? Jesus does this for you. For you today, sitting here in our warm sanctuary. Jesus does this for you, that you would read, mark, and inwardly digest these words, that you would study them and know them, as the disciples were to study and know as well. Jesus shows you here that it's not about the external, not about looking good on the outside that makes us clean, but it's what's on the inside that makes us clean. This woman knew who Jesus was. She clung to him no matter what. If he was silent, didn't matter. If he put her off, didn't matter. If he called her a little dog, it didn't matter. Yes, Lord, all of that is true. Whatever you say is true. And I'm going to cling to you no matter what. There is nothing in heaven or earth or under the earth, nothing that you can say, Jesus, or do that will make me stop clinging to you in faith. Isn't that what faith looks like? Despite what our eyes show us and our ears tell us, despite what the world around us looks like, despite what's going on in our life, we Christians in faith cling to Jesus and say, "Yes, Lord, whatever suffering you've put in my life, whatever difficulty there may be, yes, Lord, I will take it because you are my Lord, my Savior. Whatever it might be, yes, Lord, but give me just a crumb, a scrap of mercy that falls from the Master's table. A little bit is more than enough for me. A little bit of Jesus." We saw it this morning, didn't we? Right here at the font. Theo got a little bit, a crumb of mercy, a little bit of Jesus for the forgiveness of his sins. Was it enough? We'll see it again in a little bit at the altar. As you come and kneel and receive a little bit of Jesus, is it enough? For that Canaanite woman, a little bit was more than enough. And for you also, a little bit of Jesus is more than enough. The one who has compassion, the one who answers and hears, the one who gives you what you need, the forgiveness of your sins through his death upon the tree, that one, that you and I would cling to him in faith, no matter what, whatever suffering, whatever the devil might place in our lives, whatever the world might do to us, that you and I, that we together would cling to Jesus, our solid, our strong Savior. Yes, Lord, but give me just a bit of mercy. How blessed we are that Jesus does. He gives you more than a crumb. He gives you all of himself, outpoured upon the tree, coming to you in word and sacrament, that you would have it all. In the name of Jesus, amen.